to follow along with us? Go to the breadcrumbministries.com website and click on the Rhodes Devotional tab. There you will find your daily Bible verse, a link to the Bible verses themselves, and the Rhodes format. You can follow along with us for free. You can also purchase your very own Rhodes Devotional from our website to follow along from anywhere, or buy one for a friend. Okay guys, are you ready for part two? We laid some groundwork to define evil as Satan and touched on some of his character as it is outlined for us in the Bible. But there is another great evil. It's the natural mind. Now this is not Gnosticism, which believes that the flesh is evil and that the physical realm was created by a demiurge God. Remember Genesis? So God created mankind in his image. In the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Genesis chapter 1. Let's explore this tendency that is so natural, so comfortable, we forget its deadly consequences and its opposition to the things of God. Now, I first learned this natural tendency we all have when God gave me a very symbolic dream. In the dream, there was a woman who was with me in my bedroom. She had just warned me of a rocket about to be launched towards me. As the rocket flew past my head, I lost my hearing, and my first thoughts were, "This woman is trying to kill me." I tried to leave, I called the police, but the Lord spoke to me, "Go back towards my bedroom." There she was. She had pulled up a big comfy chair, and suddenly I saw a vision of my children in a doorway. She spoke to me sternly, "Sit down and keep your peace or you will lose your children." When I woke up, I was appalled. Who was this woman? How dare she threaten me? I swore she was trying to kill me. Then the Lord spoke to me, "You are hostile to the things of God." It was explained that the woman represented the Holy Spirit in my life, and she was trying to help me. She tried to warn me of the attack, and she wants me to keep my peace so my children will see God. Now these weren't his exact words, but let's read precisely the words of God. "Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God." Romans 8 verses 5 through 8. This was just one of many heavenly lessons that revealed my hostile mind towards the Lord. The Bible says that our human nature inevitably reaps acts of the flesh. And when those thoughts are full grown, produce evil actions. That's in Galatians chapter 5. The Bible identifies these actions as sinful. Jesus took it a step further and identified the thought process before the action is what is actually sinful. Have you ever heard someone explain their sinful behavior as natural? "It feels natural to me," or "This is my instinctive behavior." But don't be fooled. Feelings are deceitful. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? That's found in Jeremiah 17 verses 9. Still struggling with that thought? Think about it. Have you ever thought you loved someone only to figure out you didn't really love them at all? Did you ever feel very passionately about a direction, a person, or anything really, only to change your mind completely years later? Now when you look back, you think to yourself, "Wow, was I that dumb? I mean, really?" Well, I have. If you think about it, on his own, Satan really has little power over our destiny. He must get us to partner with him to have any effect. So where does he start? He baits us using our natural mind. Remember his words to Eve? Genesis chapter 3 verses 1. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" Think to yourself how many times you have repeated this pattern. Did God really say? What did God really mean? We are in a war with our mind, and we are attempting to reason away the words of God. If we can satisfy our mind, we can justify our actions when we depart from the ways of God. We take the hand of justification on one side and Satan comes along on the other as we walk ourselves to hell. This is very serious. Listen to this story. Jesus was with his disciples explaining to them about his inevitable suffering and death. Peter's mind rejected Jesus' words. This cannot be. We will not let this happen. So he pulled Jesus aside to reprimand him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Mark chapter 8, verses 33. If you think about it, we have all been guilty of rejecting God's work, especially in the areas of discipleship. That is discipline. We just don't like to let go of the hand of justification, do we? It doesn't feel natural. This is where the disciplines of serving God take place in our life. Contrary to popular belief, Jesus did not come to give us rainbows and unicorns, justification or Satan. He came to give us a new spiritual life in Him. So where do we start? First, we learn to recognize it. We are instructed to compare our lives likened to fruit that grows from a tree. Second, we consider our inputs that help shape our thought life. I've got another episode lined up just for you that helps outline how our brain is primed to receive information and how Hollywood's involved. The Bible provides distinguishing characters that come from the people of light versus the people of darkness. You will know God's people by the fruit their lives produce. You will not be able to identify them because of their professed belief in Jesus, their church attendance, or their quoting of scripture. Don't you remember Satan quoted scripture to Jesus? And did you know that even the demons believed in God and trembled? That's in James chapter 2, verses 19. Think about it. Satan showed Jesus all the riches and kingdoms of the world, and he told the Son of God he could give them to him if he would bow down to worship him. Why? These are the worldly things that come from earthly desires and selfish ambition. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 16, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world." Living in spiritual discipline takes time, but God promises to bring us through. Sins I once thought were okay years ago are no longer part of my life, and He continues to grow truth in me and teach me as I walk with Him, day after day and year after year. If you have never experienced a spiritual rebirth to Christ, then all you have to do is ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Jesus said, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? If you're really struggling with the natural mind, break up with justification today. I recommend you join our devotional Bible study, or you should be able to find one within your local church. At first, it seems unnatural, but I promise you, just keep showing up and amazingly, God does all the spiritual inner work. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please teach me your ways. I'm breaking up with justification today. I surrender my natural thoughts and instincts to you. I pray you send your angels charge over me and deliver me from Satan's lure. I don't want to partner with Satan or take the bait he is setting before me. I will not trade my soul. Give me strength and help me partner in a devotional study group. You are my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Until next time, follow the breadcrumbs. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to our blog, and visit our website, breadcrumbministries.com.
Listen to our podcast, donate to our ministry, or shop.